Hey, we're back. You're listening to Apostates on the Fringe, atheist leftist podcast. We talk about current events and shit. We're sponsored by Atheist Society of Knoxville, and we're your hosts. I'm Alistair.
I'm Dustin.
And I'm Sam.
It is good to be back. It's been a minute, and we've missed some juicy shit, unfortunately.
Yeah, but it was a nice break. I needed it.
It was needed, but unfortunately, like, literally the week that we broke was the perfect week to just shit on Alex Jones after he got that massive fucking stuff. Like, all this shit broke, like here's the first record we're going to miss, and I'm just, like, watching the news feed slow through, like, Monday, Tuesday, just all this shit. I was like, we would have had so much fun during this, but you were busy as fuck. I definitely needed a break, because, you know, all the things I do for the show and editing, and all, I just needed October off. It was a lot of shit going on, and that I just needed it. But I was so lamenting because we had just had like some met-ish news weeks, and then as soon as we go on break, fucking everything fucking comes crashing. And then we come back, and it's like some things happened that we can chat about, but nothing that not the shitstorm that had occurred when we were gone. I was like, what the fuck's going on?
I think the topics we have today are stuff that we can discuss for a while. There's a lot associated.
We have a long gate happening.
Yeah, before we get into that, goes, you guys, I don't know where you go when you leave the meetup at Barley's, but when I do, I take James White and on to 40, and as I do, I round on the on ramp. And there is a building to the right that has an outside bar area and nice lights. It looks like a pretty chill place. It had never been labeled before, so I don't know if a new place just came in and took over, or if they just finally put their fucking name on the building. Because I was like, I want to know what that is. And it turns out it's the Zool Beer Company.
Zool is great.
I picked one up today.
What did you get?
It's Zool. So I picked it up. So
I went. So our friend
is it Zool?
Zool.
That's kind of bad.
I think it is literally trying to be a Ghostbusters reference,
because
they're like the horror brewery. Even they have cool shirts. I bought a couple of their shirts, but our friend of the podcast, Zach, he hates beer, but the only beer he likes is one of their beers. So he made me drop by there, and I saw their like 4-pack, and I'm like, they sold me on their can art.
Yeah.
And I got like a 4-pack of stuff, and one of them was a triple IPA, just because it was specifically named after Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3.
I was lamenting, because some of the more the best can art and best names were from their IPAs, and they had a lot of IPAs.
But it actually wasn't bad. I enjoyed the IPA. Yeah,
I may check it out.
Called the Saw's Family.
I may check it out. So Middlebrook Pike Liquor Store does carry them. So they have a bunch there. But I saw this one. As soon as I saw the label, I was like, I have to get this. This is made here in fucking Knoxville, right? And so it's a school night, which means nothing, but it's an Italian style pilsner.
I don't think I've had that one.
It's pretty good. It's not nothing major, not too hard.
They are really good. They are among one of my favorite breweries in town right now. They have a really good marketing setup. I love the horror grindhouse theme. They have a lot of horror style beers. They have a lot of cool shirts. And
how do you spell the name?
It's the X D U with the two dots above it. Like I don't know what languages use the two dots above it, but. Whatever, it's the U with the two dots above it, and then L, so Zool Beer Company. And the place does look chill. Every time I see it, I'm like, I keep reminding, like, I need to go swing by and hang out at that place, especially if they have, like, outdoor heaters and stuff during the winter.
It used to be a car showroom.
Oh, really? That place. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So it looks pretty cool, and then they finally put the name on it. I was like, I've got to check this place
out. They have really good beer, but if you see something you like there, their beer runs are very limited. They usually just move through a run of a beer and move on to the next one. So if you get a favorite from them, it will be there in a couple of months.
I mean, I do kind of like the shifting, you know, where they change it up, though, because then you're never like, because when you go to a Smoky Mountain Brewery or things like that, it's always the same shit, you know, and you're like, this one, because it's palatable. Like, I never really liked anything from there, but it's okay-ish enough to
I've
consume.
Always liked what they have there, but it is kind of annoying to have a favorite and then it disappear.
Yeah,
reruns of favorite ones. I talked to some of the people that ran the place last time I was in there about all that. But definitely recommend that. Sponsor us.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, it was great. I was like, because I've had, you know, Black Horse, you know, we've all had other local Knoxville, but this is the first from this Knoxville brewery that I've tried, and it is pretty good. I just was like, they do have a lot of IPAs, but that is standard for this area.
I think it's not just this area. I think IPAs are just the going thing right now.
I got a 4-pack just because of the art, and it had a pumpkin beer that tasted very pumpkin-y. It was still good. And then the two that I gave to Kayla, they have, like, basically their version of, like, the wine coolery type drinks, and it was like strawberry pina colada, and it had like Pinhead from Hellraiser on it. And I'm like, I'm not sure if this is what he'd drink, but okay.
All right, so speaking of beers, what do you got? This is the remnants of the last record.
Yeah, mine has been, you know, fermenting further in your refrigerator. It's the pastry,
taking up all my space for all
the
that
time. The Pastryarchy Vietnamese Stout.
Right. I'm just drinking a couple of Yinglings.
Yingling's good. I still like. I do like Yingling. If I'm going to buy like an expensive beer, like a 12 pack or whatever, that would be one of the ones that I would get.
Typically, if I'm going to have like if I'm going over to someone's house and hanging out for several hours, and I know I'm likely to drink more than two beers, I'm going to go for Yingling.
Yeah, I mean, but this one right here, it's in a big can, but it's only 5.1%, so it's nothing like that's going to get me zonked out after I have, you know, two or three of these during the record. But, you know, like Sam's fucking 8.5% over there. You know, you go through one and a half of those, and you're filling it up pretty good because those are also what full pint size cans too. Well, I guess first up, who are we making fun of? Elon Musk, who just decided that, I guess, you know, so when we started talking initially back then, I was like, there's no way this fucking purchase is going to go through. He's doing this for fucking just for show.
And
because he loves
his was.
Name.
He didn't have any intent on doing
Twitter
it.
Twitter sued the shit out of him.
Well, that's
to make
because
him go
he
through.
Offered so much money past market value. That,
yeah, yeah.
That they're like, you know what? I do want to retire.
Yeah.
I don't care about free speech or the future of the world. I want money.
I just eye rolled so hard at free speech because
yeah,
the whole
that's
thing
what he keeps saying.
Yeah, he free keeps saying speech. That, but that's not going to be the case because
it's not,
already not
it's
been
not.
The case.
Yeah, he's got a Twitter feud with AOC, and all of a sudden, like, her shit got, like, started weirded out, like,
I know people who have been banned recently, like, permanently banned recently.
Although they have been testing the fucking waters. I know I sent you guys that video
yeah.
of how much N-word use has just rapidly increased on
it's
that
platform.
It's
something like 5,000%.
Something
it's ridiculous.
It's going to turn into 4chan.
It was a 4chan thing of testing. 4chan decided to test the limits, and
they
so they all ran over anymore. To Twitter, but people on the left are getting banned. So, like, I mean, it's not free speech. It's free speech for fucking bigots.
Yeah, and then they're just going to allow a ton more misinformation than what they were previously fighting against. And he just, abolished the board of directors immediately, like, killed
yeah,
them.
I loved I mean, how they put into their contracts that if he did that, that he'd have to pay them out more money.
They saw this coming.
They're like, you've activated my trap card because you're too stupid to read what you signed.
Thanks for my early retirement with this massive severance that we pre-built in knowing you were going to come in and pull this shit off. And now...
Because he's such a smart businessman, you know, guys. He's just the smartest. He's playing 4D.
He's fucked himself with this deal.
Oh, absolutely.
He's fucking himself so hard.
God, they lost... Twitter's not a profitable company. They've lost...
It's...
$2 billion over the last 2 years.
It was already not profitable.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's
then,
what
and then
it
he,
is. That's why,
it. He overbought it.
That's why he tried to pull out, because he didn't see all... Look at all the financial shit. Then he saw it all. He's like, oh, fuck, what did I do?
And all the and legal then, trouble like, it's going to cause him.
Yeah, he fucked himself with it. I mean, yeah. He's still probably going to be all right financially, but
nothing
be
except
impactful.
Us eating him alive would cause him any actual problems in his life.
I heard reports that the on the loan that he took, it would be roughly approximately $1 billion in interest almost annually just on the loan he had to take to complete the purchase, because he's not so liquid that he has just $44 billion in cash. He used a ton of Tesla stock and then secured with other loans.
Oh yeah, because Tesla's doing so great right now too. All of his business interests are collapsing.
Oh darn, it's so sad.
You hate to see it. It couldn't happen to a better guy. But yeah, he really is trying.
Well,
I love
even
my
in his darkest day, he'll be richer than all of us.
That's
combined.
Fair. That is fair.
Did you see the clip of him firing the like some head of censorship?
I heard he did it like on a show.
It was
or
on a show. There's a video of it where she's in the middle. She's like, I can say we've made some mistakes or something like, or we fail. We have some failures is the phrase she used. And he's like, failures have hefty prices attached. You're fired.
Oh, shit.
And she's just like, I mean, it's just silent. He's over there with a smirk on his
face.
She's
probably silent because she's like, he activated my severance package. And I don't have stress anymore because they put in some, they gave themselves pretty nice little severance packages within that.
And,
that
I mean,
deal.
The people who stay, they're having to work like fucking 12-hour days, yeah, 7 days a week.
84 fucking hours, you know, because he's planning on, firing 75% of Twitter's workforce. But the other favorite part is, you know, Twitter is 95% of their revenue is advertisers, and advertisers are seeing this shit show that has absolutely became almost immediately because, you know, as soon as they think that, you know, Elon Musk is here, that all free speech and they it became such a shit show of, like, just hatred, even more than it ever was. And so advertisers are like, we're putting pause. Advertisers have said, we're going to pause advertising until we see what the fuck this is going to turn into. Mm-hmm. And they may just pull out entirely and move to other social media platforms. You know, TikTok is actually one of the more, you know, there's a report that one of the major news sources that people get their news from now. And so advertisers may move to that instead, where they see where younger generation.
And isn't Tumblr coming back? They were like, hey, we like titties again.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That was a dumb
Tumblr
move.
Tumblr shot themselves and they did. Sewer slided.
Yeah.
How'd that work out for them?
Because anyone who went to go, like, I want to find a sexy GIF or GIF. I'm not going to start a fucking war with anyone here about the pronunciation. But that's where you would go to find, like, some of that shit to, like, whatever. And they just killed that entirely. And people are like, why would we go there now? Like, what's the purpose of that? And now people are like, why would we go to celebrities in droves are fucking leaving Twitter? Right. Like, he did this to himself. Like, what plan did he have that he thinks that... And then the argument with fucking Stephen King.
God.
So ridiculous.
Stephen King was kind of sucking his dick today and saying he's a good businessman. So
I did see that. It was funny yesterday, and then he came out and like, all this stuff.
And he's like, he does so great with Tesla. I'm like, no, he doesn't, you fucking moron.
Why
I like
was
your books,
he doing
you big
that?
Fucking moron. Elon has a bunch of fascist followers.
That's what I was going to say.
As any billionaire, like I made a post the other day. No one saw it because Facebook bans everything. Now we don't even have Twitter. But I made a post saying, like, there's an Ursula K. Le Guin quote that says, it will pass. The age of kings passed. And I'm like, no, it fucking did not. Billionaires are now our kings.
Yeah.
And Elon Musk, like any king, will have people sucking on his dick just because he's in power. Because, like I say every week on here, humans are innately fascist. They see someone in power and they go, I really want to slob on that knob. So he has a lot of fucking followers that will just lap up every fucking thing he says.
They also think, like, he's some mega genius when, like, everything he's had, he's been handed to him. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he's not a self-made person. You know,
that's his own branding that has tried to make him look like he's super smart.
But that information, like, people just dismiss that. They don't think about or care about that. All they see is, like, he's a super rich guy and he smokes weed and he put a rocket in his face. And now he's going to solve Twitter. He's going to fix Twitter. And, like, no, he's fucking not. You see, within days, it became a shit show.
People think to run a business to the point where you're a millionaire, it takes brains. When it doesn't, it takes... It takes the willingness to step all over everybody who's in your way.
Yeah, and that's that's the point that I make every week too, to further my point, that we will always be ruled by evil because what it takes to get on top. To be a billionaire, you have to be a bastard. You cannot do it ethically.
You can't, but then you still
unless
have the people
you're,
who don't care about
she's
that.
Not a billionaire, I don't think, Dolly Parton.
She's not a billionaire.
She's in the millions.
Yeah, I don't know, but she's fucking beloved, so we can't say shit about Dolly. We'll fucking get so much hate mail.
I mean, our area would be a whole lot worse without her.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean,
and it's already miserable.
She's
here.
A treasure, so she's the one that will not be eaten. She will not be eaten.
Yeah, she gets
like
scared.
I've been saying, like, even being a millionaire, like, there are some leftists I know that will be like, fuck millionaires. I'm like, that's not even that much money today.
It's not.
Like, even if you're a millionaire, voting for the Republican Party is not in your best interest. Yeah. Like, you have to have several million, like, more
tens.
Than...
You have to be
more than...
Yeah,
okay,
the
yeah,
hundreds.
Dozens.
Yeah,
for
sure. Yeah. At least, you know, if you're sitting on, like, 2 to 5 million,
yeah.
that's no,
yeah.
you're not rich in America.
Yeah, the actual rich people are like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah, yeah. It's like what people who live in fucking, what, Farragut think they're rich, and people
yeah.
who are, they're like,
exactly,
no, that's,
and they
that's
vote
cute.
Republican because they
like,
think they're rich
because
they live in Farragut.
Yeah. That's one of my, well, some friends were, friends of Stephanie's were planning on moving down here, and they were asking about different areas of Knoxville, and they were like, what about Farragut? I was like, Farragut is one that thinks they're rich, but not. And it's just that trope where they think that because they have more than the traditional middle class, that they vote in the interest that the Republican mm-hmm. would better them, but they don't. They right. don't. They go for the mega, like the corporations and the mega rich. You know?
Yeah, I even heard somebody saying, oh, I vote for Republicans because I'm a business thinking person. I'm like, no, you're fucking not. Like, you are still thinking like a fucking, you are not part of the bourgeoisie. Fucking stop cosplaying out here.
Yeah, if you have a company that has like less than 1,000 employees, you know, Republican policies aren't going to benefit your company. You have to be like a mega rich, that, right. You know, a corporation that loves tax breaks and not paying taxes.
All these small business owners that voted for Trump because, well, I'm a small business owner. So, in other words, I remember getting in an argument with somebody. It's like, so it's basically fuck everybody else as long as you get yours. It was over the when Roe v. Wade's being overturned. She's like, I vote Republican, but I'm on your side. Yeah, fucked all the way off. Yeah.
But yeah, circling back, they literally. I was amazed by not amazed, not even surprised, because we live in Knoxville. And I know who surrounds us and what their thought process is. But I was hoping to see some like series of backlash. But when I go to a comment about looking into Elon Musk take over Twitter and some of the things going on, they're just like, well, I love him so much. Well, dick suck. It tastes so good. Because to Sam's point, they elevate them just because of their wealth status, not what they did to get there or who they fucked over, who they stepped on, and how shittily they may have ran. I mean, let's look at Trump. Trump bankrupted how many companies, and they still think he's this genius fucking businessman. You know, he fucking ran the deficit into the fucking ground with this car. The only thing that Trump did was give himself and his cronies money and tax breaks, and they're like, oh, he's such a brilliant businessman.
Because he was probably losing and like going under on those, and he had to do something to bring them back.
Like I said, it's no different than in medieval times of, oh, the king deserves to be there. He's installed there by God, and he deserves it, and he's in that position because, not because his cousin fucked his sister, but...
Now, unfortunately, I'm not that much into Twitter. I do follow a select few people.
I was starting to really enjoy it after being kicked off for 2 months and then finally getting back. I'm like, oh, I really... like, had made my own person. Like, I liked my algorithm. I tried replicating my algorithm on another profile for another thing that I run, and I couldn't do it. And my own personal algorithm was still the best.
You're fucking with my algorithm, by the way. Like, your shit. Like, Sam likes this, and this person like shows up on my feed, and like, okay, Sam, thanks for
on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I see like a lot of the things.
You're welcome.
Although the people that you follow, like Sam follows this person. Like, I'm just seeing someone.
You're welcome.
I'm seeing someone just trash fucking whatever. I'm like, or, sometimes it's just like, this movie sucks so much dick. I'm like, that's Sam's fucking friend, whatever. But for the most part, I am kind of shielded within that algorithm. I don't see anything else. Like, I'm not exposed to the fuckery that other people see because I follow just a small... it's a platform I rarely use. So I don't have more than, like, maybe 20 followers. Or people... I don't follow more than maybe 20 people. And it's largely in the atheist community. Prominent atheist people, podcasts, things like that. Outside of that, I don't see the shit show that it's actually becoming because, A, I'm not on there, and B, I don't follow
enough. Well, even in the circles I have, I can see it becoming a shit show.
Oh, is it really? Yeah. I was going to ask you about that personally, what you've seen, because I know you're more a prominent user of Twitter than either of us in this room.
Yeah, it's definitely collapsing. I'm sure it will be unusable in a couple months.
If they even that, I mean, you know, especially if he institutes that fucking $8 fucking charge just to verify yourself, which also opens the doors for bad actors to pay to say that they are this person or they're a verified news source or they're a verified, you know, media company, and they can espouse their bullshit and like, oh, well, they're verified, so I'll share their shit is real shit.
Was it Al that posted the thing of billionaires love asking people for money?
It was the Robin Hood meme. It was Elon asking Stephen King for money.
For $8.
For $8, like the alms for the poor from the fucking the original Robin Hood.
I mean, same thing with Trump. They're like, oh, he needs my money. Oh, he needs my money. He's so smart and such a good businessman. But anyways, he needs my $8.
It's funny because they'll do that in two separate breaths, right? They will acknowledge that he's an amazing businessman, but he needs my help and donation to defeat the radical leftists that are destroying this country.
And that's why society's collapsing. Yay! People are stupid. Humanity doesn't deserve existence.
But it's going to get worse. I think it will get worse because if the disinformation, you know, that Twitter tried to combat is that once that's gone and it's a free-for-all. Now, Elon claims he's not going to allow it to be a free-for-all hellscape, but it kind of already quickly, rapidly
became. No, it's going to be a fascist hellscape.
And yeah, well, even more so than it ever was. But just rife with disinformation that's not going to be moderated by any bit, and because they will like have that blue check mark that they can just pay for to spread their shit. Like, remember during COVID, it took was what, 12 people to
have
like 70% of the misinformation?
It's just speeding up the collapse of society that's already happening, so we need to be a little hedonistic, a little faster,
because
the bad times are coming quicker.
I have no desire to be on Twitter with Elon owning it. I may keep like one separate account there, but my personal account
is not really better.
It's not, but my personal account, I'm thinking about trying to get that one banned.
You're going to get it banned.
I want to. I just want to troll like fucking Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Just fucking write ridiculous ass stories about them of like, you know, I was on a plane once with Lauren Boebert and she had this fucking horrid gas. And it was like every 5 minutes the entire photo, you know, and
this
just go into real graphic details.
Speaking of Boebert, we weren't recording when you got to have a little fun with Boebert. She came into town, didn't she?
She did. Yes, she did. It was a few weeks back. I got a phone call, and a woman's like,
"God, you were so fucking giddy."
Woman's like, "Yeah, I need to make a few changes on a couple reservations." And I was like, "All right, what's the first name?" She says the name Lake. I go in there, and she's like, "The second one, like Boebert." I was like, "God, what an unfortunate name!" In my head, I kept that in my head
because you wouldn't think that.
All right. And I'm like sitting there thinking maybe it's spelled different. So I ask her, I was like, "How do you spell it?" She's like, Boebert. I'm like, "Oh, fuck."
That's
and
really
I hit enter and pops up the two reservations with the name Lauren Boebert. I'm like, "No fucking way. This can't be real." I end up getting through the phone call without this woman letting me or like letting her know that I had any clue who Lauren Boebert was. Then like I'm freaking the fuck out in my head. I'm like, this can't be fucking real. She is not coming here of all fucking places. Now I just went back to this hotel. I can't fucking lose my job there. I'm getting paid decently. I should be getting a raise.
But this is an opportunity. Like you know, like this. You had to like weigh like, you know, it might be worth taking a shot.
If I had known our hotel was getting sold a week fucking earlier, it would have changed my actions drastically. Put it that way. But
I get that's a struggle though, because I would have been like, man, I would take a write up. I would take a final warning and just be on my best behavior to just or whatever. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
how this
I don't know. I think if I would have done things I wanted to do, it would have been automatic. Yeah, okay. That would have been straight up termination. But I did. I did end up. I first the day she was coming in, I went into her reservation first thing in the fucking morning and saw somebody had upgraded her to like suites. I'm like, nah, that shit's getting taken away. Put her in the basic room. Then I text my housekeeping manager. I was like, hey, what's the worst king room we have? I want to put Lauren Boebert in it.
They're like the one that the hookers just rented last night. Yeah, we'll leave the cum stains and everything.
Then we don't get a whole lot of those. We don't even get that.
I support sex work. I don't care.
We don't get much of that at our hotel, but
that you know.
It's mostly business.
Yeah, that was your old hotel.
Yeah, the old hotel. Holy shit. Yeah, they came there a lot. But anyway, yeah, she gives me a room on the top floor, which, you know, the bougie people love the top floor, so this looks good.
They like being higher than society.
Yeah.
You gotta look down upon the minions.
But maybe one day we'll keep them in the dark and they'll never see the light of the sun.
This particular room we constantly get complaints about because the HVAC unit is directly on top of it. It's loud as fuck. So everybody's like, I can't sleep, I got no sleep. You know, they're bitching constantly about it. So we stuck her there for the night and...
Quick
you
question,
know,
do you have the ability to change the global, like, the temperature in the lobby and everything? Like, do you have a thermostat that runs that HVAC that you could have, like...
Not in the individual rooms.
Not individual rooms, but the HVAC that controls the lobby and the hallway, all the other public accessible. That HVAC is what's above her, right? Because every room has their own HVAC. So this is the one for the building itself. Did you have, like, where you could have, like, lowered her, the temperature to make it run longer?
Or filled her room with sarin gas?
No, if I had thought about it, I would have crowdfunded
distilled
for a room
chlorine
next door.
And put fart it, into it.
I'd put it in Dustin's name, and then we'd put it on.
You would have crowdfunded. I would have rented that room if I'd thought about it. I would have happily rented that room. I would have had my big ass. I would have my big ass Bluetooth speakers
against her wall,
and I would play "Fuck Donald Trump" on repeat.
No,
I would pay
just the J6 hearing.
Oh, you're right.
Just play the J6 hearing all night long. Turn it on as loud as you can, and fucking duck out for the night. Like, see ya.
But you didn't have parking your car with all the like anti-fash stickers and
directly
shit.
In front of the hotel the day she was checking out. I ended up leaving that's, before she checked
in. That just made her go, this area needs me.
But, it's funny because yeah. I was crawling Twitter just seeing if she would shit about her experience. Like, this shitty fucking room in Knoxville doesn't have to be on there.
No, Knoxville is like so full of fascists. Like,
she didn't say shit about it, but she did go to this event and was talking about, oddly enough that we're electing, that people are electing representatives that are cheering on the fucking like end of times and end of days, right? Isn't what she was talking
about?
Look,
she was talking to this crowd at the table. I gotta say, first I want to say that like the recording of this video or this event is absolutely superb. The sound of the clicking forks really adds to it.
the ambiance is brilliant.
She's all like, many of us here know that it's the end of end times, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, you look like you're speaking at a fucking retirement home. Like, yes, they're agreeing with you because they know they're like close to death. Like, they are at the end of end times.
And isn't that what Republicans do? They're fucking over the future for all of us.
It's funny. This is the second event that some Republican convention that shitty people came at the. And we've made fun of it before because I held my wedding reception because I didn't get married here. So when I was married in the past, I held a wedding reception at Rothschild. It's not a big place. They don't have huge conference centers. So this is a small, that's why you can hear everything clanking and because like they're having this event of like, they're all octogenarians. They're going to die tomorrow. You know, the people when we watched that video 2 weeks ago, half of them are dead by now. I mean, they were super old, not really caring, but you're right. They would happily cheer. They've had their life. They're voting. But Lauren Boebert's fucking young, and she's cheering on the end of times. And like, why would you like people who have no interest in fixing anything if they think the end of times is coming?
I mean, we're at a point where Christian fascism, Christian nationalism is open about their plans. They think that they have us in checkmate, and that it's okay to be open about what they're doing now. And the only way we can stop that is by writing their name in the death note.
But
write your grandma's name in the death note.
You know what? You made a post about you went when your voting experience. You said you went to a line and it was just a bunch of elderly people. And the polls in Georgia right now. Let's talk about voting. The election's coming up. This will release on Sunday. Election day is Tuesday. Not hopeful. You know, a lot of times after, and especially when a president is, and I'm not gonna say that we find him unpopular, but by and large in the U.S., he only has a 42% approval rate. So typically during the midterm, after that,
it's because people are really fucking stupid.
Right. But in Georgia, they have this surge of like record midterm election voters. They, you know, even actually more so initially compared to the early voting and the general in 2020. But it's mostly elderly people leading that way on a report I saw today. So while I was, you know, I was excited about the sheer number of, large numbers of early voting in Georgia, now I saw it's a bunch of old people. Old people tend to be fucking evangelicals.
I mean, the end times are here. By next year, we will be living under complete fascism, and I will be dead in under a year from that.
Yeah, I probably won't survive long under fascism.
And here's why it's going to be bad. We're heading into, you know, upcoming Tuesday, and I'm looking at people that should be, they should be unelectable. 6 years ago, these people would have been unelectable. And now, post-Trump, these are the people who are supporters of the big lie, the election deniers.
8 years ago.
You think that far?
Eight.
I'm just saying.
Trump even announced he was running because everything started falling apart then.
Yeah, that was 7 years ago when he started, 7, 8 years ago. You're right. But all these, like, straight-up election deniers who are running for governor, secretaries of state, people that will have the power once the Supreme Court kills the ability for the courts to control federal election laws and shit and how the states are run, and they give that back to the state representatives and the states themselves, they can just simply not like the results of the election and overturn that. Biden yesterday gave a speech where he basically, and Fox News is so mad about it, of course, where he basically said that a vote for the GOP is essentially a threat to democracy. And it's not essentially. It is absolutely a threat to democracy. Yeah. These people don't want a democracy. They, as soon as the 2020 election, they started putting laws in place to restrict voter suppression. Let's look at Arizona. Have you guys seen the armed militia that are just standing around watching these voter boxes that, you know, intimidating voters?
What is it, Maricopa
County? It's in Maricopa County. And there's two separate counties, but Maricopa is the largest one where they're doing so. And there's it's actually a organized group where they have instructions on how to answer. Did you see the interview? ABC News went out there and interviewed them, and like, what are you doing out here? They're like, without they took the two separate people further apart, just soaking up vitamin D. They were told to give that answer instead of what they're actually doing, which is engaging in active voter suppression. And fascists are going to become in power. I mean, Israel voted their far right leader back in. We talked about Israel, Italy prior to our break. For some reason, people are fucking voting for fascists, and the people who are the majority, the left, the liberals, the independents, they're not going out and fighting hard enough to keep these people out of power.
I mean, there are a lot on the left who believe that we have to sink into fascism before we can defeat it. Because there's too many liberals who don't believe it's a thing. There's too many centrists in the middle. Like, even centrist Republicans who are the, you know, who would be like, I have no problem with gay people. I just, the business, my small business, those people, the people who say we want abortion rights, because there are those Republicans.
And they're still pieces of shit.
Yeah, they are. Just like the centrist liberals, the centrists are the worst fucking people because they're the ones who are going to mostly allow this to happen. I don't agree that we need to let it slide into fascism before we can.
I
understand that, what that viewpoint is.
I don't think that it's possible to slide out of fascism at this point. Like, there's too much happening in the world. We have technology now, and we're too big that countries can and have China, Iran. Once countries get that boot on the neck, That's forever. That's George Orwell was right. Once it happens, it happens.
You said something that
it is humanity.
You said
the only thing that will stop fascism once it's in power is complete societal collapse. And you know what? We're headed that way too. So that's the way we're going
to
get out of this.
Al, you said something that is really spot on to something I read today that the New York Times put out, and it was a poll. 71% of voters feel like that the threat to democracy is an issue. Only 7% actually give a fuck about it and find it a pressing issue. So there's this apathy towards this rise of fascism and the end of the end of democracy. Once a state or bad actors have the ability to just rewrite the history of a free and fair election and install who they want, then the democracy is essentially done.
It's because Americans were not properly properly educated to understand what the consequences of democracy failing.
Did you read the article?
And they did that on purpose.
That was the exact next line of this article that I didn't even share.
I didn't read this.
The exact next line was because they were uneducated.
And that was not by accident.
No,
fascists knew what they were doing. They saw the rule books. Hitler was...
We're just seeing it culminating. They have been working on this for at least 40 fucking years. This has been building and building. It's been, when you talk about a goddamn agenda, they fucking had one. And it was subtle, and then it got less subtle and less subtle and less subtle, and now it's fucking obvious.
And in your
they're
face.
Open. They're telling you exactly what the fuck
fascism.
We want to do.
Yeah.
They're not hiding it anymore because they made so much success because... Like, fucking destroy the education system. Don't teach them. Don't teach them about what the Civil War really was about. Don't teach them about the Holocaust, what happened there. Don't teach them the consequences of, or teach it shittily. Don't teach it thoroughly.
Whitewash it.
Yeah, and they've been doing this for so fucking long. I say at least 40 years because I went to school in the 80s and 90s. You know, and I know, I fortunately... I credit so much to one teacher of mine in sixth grade who fucking challenged me to read harder books. And the books he gave me were books on the Holocaust, books on fucking Ryan White, who got AIDS from a blood transfusion, and seeing his treatment by society because they thought he was gay. And so at 12 years old, I'm reading this shit that had like, I'm seeing the consequences of bigotry and that hatred. And so I had a good teacher, but most fucking people didn't. I know the rest of my teachers, especially once I moved to Tennessee, Most of them were fucking shit.
I had some decent teachers in Tennessee. I also understood. I was also being smart is understanding that you're not going to get your actual education.
I should say,
you have to be educating yourself. Constantly.
My history teachers were shit because you know why? They weren't really fucking history teachers. They weren't thoroughly educated in fucking history. They were fucking football coaches that needed a teaching job, so they were stuck in the history classes.
I think my my science teacher was the fucking track coach in middle school or something like that, which was around the 6th or 7th grade. But yeah, they do. They're and that's where they want them to be. Exactly where they want them to be. Where your average voter does not know the nuances of how politics really works and how things get done. All they know are trigger words, emotions, and feelings. And so what they do, and I'm not going to say that we don't kind of do the same thing on this show, is where we talk about where they put fear. They use fear. But when we tell you what the GOP is going to do, the GOP is doing and is actually doing. When the GOP says what the left or the liberals are going to do, none of that ever comes to fruition. And it's always just like right now they're targeting trans kids. Radio ads, TV ads, that Biden is coming in to force your children to take all these, to have these gender-affirming care. Like, no, that none of that is happening. They're talking about the rise in crime, and that they're using crime as a political weapon to instigate fear and weaponize that, so they use that as, you know, to get those independents, the centrists.
Right.
The last one is the economy, because right now we're in, obviously, globally, inflation, but your average voter in the United States
not
is
so
fucking
much inflation,
stupid.
It's corporate greed caused by Republicans,
fair,
and they
fair.
Don't
the
understand that.
The average voter in America doesn't really even, like, comprehend that there's other countries behind besides America.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're experiencing far worse inflation
right.
than this country. The UK has far greater. Russia, of course, fucked themselves with this war, so they have one of the greatest of among developed nations of inflation. Like, they're at 14.1%. UK's at 9.9%. Other European countries are in line with the U.S. around 8.3%, but they want to blame it all on Biden because that's who their elites tell them to, because that's who they can blame. And yet they say they have these problems, but they never have a solution.
Every other country is experiencing inflation because America sets the tone.
Okay.
I guarantee you somebody has said that.
I heard that argument with the fuel, right? Yeah. With the rising fuel, despite the fact that within the last 90 days or something like that, some short man period, six companies, oil companies, gas companies, $70 billion in profits. And that's why Biden's want to push that windfall tax profit.
People think we're the leaders of the world.
I've heard
that most of mm-hmm. my life. Mm-hmm. We're number one. We lead the world. And so in their mind, that's what they're thinking. We lead the world. So because our prices are going up, the other countries are just trying to keep up with us.
That's because they've coined that fucking phrase, the leader of the free world. And when it comes to the president of the United States, when he is a leader of a single nation who gets to have one vote in the UN, like policies in America do not. Now, there are some trade agreements that between certain countries that can be affected, but Biden nor Trump had the power to affect anything globally. Trump had his fucking fascist message and making, like, allowed politicians to be fucking hateful bullies.
He had that
global ability where, like, everything just became out right now, and he had that Trump effect. But to think that Biden ended the policies that have been fucking voted down because, you know, the Congress, because the Senate's a piece of shit, like, all the things that they tried to pass, these gas hike passes, these other bills for capping these things, Republicans, every single one of them voted it down or filibustered it. And they just want to blame the one man. So that's why they're weaponizing it. And they're blaming Biden as a way to flip this midterm and take control of the House and the Senate. And if that happens, and governors, fucking Kari Lake, like I said, who I said should have been unelectable, is a contender. Fucking Oz and Fetterman, because Fetterman had the stroke, right? You can recover from a stroke. You can't recover from being an absolute fucking fraud.
Yeah, and Oz is an absolute fucking fraud.
Absolute fucking
fraud. Did you see the news that came out about him this week?
Fetterman or Oz?
Oz.
No, I did not.
I think it was 2009. He had his medical license suspended
for
2 years because of a fucking his... some study he did. His practices on the study were fraudulent.
Huh. Color me surprised.
Right.
But the voters in Pennsylvania, they saw the one debate between them, and following the stroke, Fetterman has had some auditory processing. Now, he could read just fine, read and understand, but understanding auditory, he had a little bit of time. And so they saw the performance, and they see someone that isn't fit to run. But I'm damn skippy that anyone with a brain, half a brain cell would be better in office than Oz. But they don't. They're so uneducated. They see they see these trigger words, these things like the economy or whatever. They think he's these. Oz
most
is so
people
rich.
Are innately fascist. That's where we're at. Fascism is going to take over because most people deserve it. We're not doing enough to stop it. We're not like we. No one. Not even us are doing enough to stop fascism.
I mean, because one single person can't do it. That's the problem.
Well, we have to live in it. We get to live in fascism.
Well, yeah, one single person can do that, but how does a single person fight it? You need the masses in order to fight it. Fuck.
The future is a boot stepping on a face.
It took a goddamn war to stop Hitler. There were anti-fascists there. There were people from there trying to fight it. You can't, like, as long as the masses are complacent, that you know, they're willing to go along with fucking whatever as long as they have menial fucking, like, the basic minimum. As long as they get theirs, they don't give a fuck what happens to everybody else. You can't fucking beat it. It's going to take a goddamn war.
I think, I think we may very well come to that because there's already been threats of post-election violence and things like that because these people are unwilling to accept the results of the election.
I mean, they're going
win,
to
be violence. There's going to be. We're already fucking seeing it.
Because we're watching, unfortunately, and we're going to see more on next Tuesday following this record.
They're going to win. I don't have any doubt that the fascists are going to win.
But
these
even though they're
going to
win, the places that they don't is going to get bad.
And one of them is the prime example is Arizona. I don't know if you saw this interview with Kari Lake, who we've made fun of several times, TV reporter turned fucking politician because that's what they're doing now. They've got fucking football star Herschel Walker running in Georgia.
Isn't it Kerry Puddles?
Yeah, Puddles. The I think it was a drag thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So she was interviewed and she said, "Will you accept the result of the election if you lose?" She says, "I'm going to win and I will accept that result." And she was asked again, "Okay, but if it turns out that you don't win, will you accept the result?" "I'm going to win the election." Robotically, "I'm going to win the election, and I will accept that result." She will not concede, and she will fight just like she fought the lie for Donald Trump. And she's not the only one. Several, because Trump's endorsing these people, mm-hmm. because they're supporting his lie that the election was fraudulently stolen. Even though we talked about the January 6th thing and all the evidence they had that everyone around him, with the exception of two or three people, was telling him, fucking stop.
He knew.
Yeah.
We know now that he knew.
Yeah. But they're running on that, and there's still a large enough supporters. You know, one-third of independents still believe that the 2020 election was fraudulently stolen. That's just independents. I'm not even talking about Republicans. So, yeah, and this may be a dry run. They may be viewing 2022 election as a precursor to what they could do in 2024, based on what started in 2020 as a way to overturn and just basically kill our democracy as it stands. I think it's eroded, and there's no way to save it at this point. I don't really, if these people win, and they will,
it's going to take drastic measures.
Let their grandma vote, okay?
The thing is like violence on the right is going to continue to increase as we have seen it happening for over the last 6 years at the minimum. It has steadily increased, and it's not going to fucking stop. They literally want a fucking civil war. They want it. They crave it. That's what their fucking goal is. Either it's total control or a civil war, which they know, they in their mind know that a civil war will lead to them winning because they've done all this propaganda over the years to, you know, get the fucking right to stock up on guns, ammunition, everything fucking else. So in their heads, they're like, a civil war will do it too. It's either fuck up the democracy or a civil war. Either way, we're going to fucking win.
The worst part is that politicians are actively getting their supporters to do this, right? How many ads, political ads or videos? There was one recently, a guy at a shooting range just unloading a semi-automatic rifle with the words hashtag fire Pelosi, right? Then the other ads, you know, we're going rhino hunting. Like, they're using weapons and shooting in their ads because they want to incite. They want others to do their little soldiers to do the fighting for them. They're being successful. There's been attacks on Planned Parenthood. Where was that? You sent a video of the guy who firebombed a place that had a
little coffee shop, a donut place. Shop.
Yeah, donut shop
that was hosted a drag queen story hour, and the next day. Some fucking it was a right winger. When
he had a MAGA hat
it
on,
it looked like he put a note on door.
I saw it,
and then he took a baseball bat, busted out the window, and threw a Molotov cocktail inside. They're not being discreet about things. Of course, we found out like who set fire to our Planned Parenthood here. He had fucking told the cops he did it and had plans to burn down the other abortion clinic, the actual abortion clinic here. He's being vocal about it, but yet when he got arrested, it had nothing to do with that. Even though they knew he did it, he wasn't charged.
He was arrested for shooting into the federal building or something like that?
Yeah. It was when they came for the federal building where there's both there.
But these people are being radicalized by fucking, I'm going to say it, Tucker Carlson. You know, Fox News is one of the biggest contributors
I mean, Charlie Kirk went on and said that all the patriots need to get
Brave
together
patriots.
And bail out the Pelosi attacker.
Right.
And it's like that guy openly fucking said that he was looking for Nancy. And they're like, yeah, we need to get him out. He was doing a good job.
I mean, that's because we are at war, and that's why I've seen a lot of people calling them hypocrites for cheering on the violence, and I'm like we are at the point where, like, you cannot deny this. Fascists only speak one language. That language is violence. It's the language every schoolyard bully uses as well. How do you stop a bully from picking on you? Show them that you're not the weakest one. Fight back. They will back off. That is the only language fascists speak. It is the only way that you can make them understand. And there is no way that you can get out of this without it.
I don't know. I know I never had bullies for long in high school, and my friends didn't either because
of violence.
I mean, I never, after the age of 13, I never had to go that far. I just had to make clear I wasn't afraid of it. And
they'll choose a weaker target.
If you stand up to them, if they were fucking with my friend, I remember I was still in middle school, and this girl like pushed down. It was a boy that I was friends with, but he wasn't going to stand up for himself. I knew that, and I pushed her up against the tree and said, "Touch him again, I'll fucking kill you." And she never fucked with him or me again.
Bullies and fascists will go after the least resistance, and that is why they are attacking the trans community and crossdressers right now, because that is the path of least resistance. Our mayor recently started stoking this violence, too. Mm-hmm. All you motherfuckers who didn't vote are responsible for this. I will come to your house and slap you.
They can still vote.
They didn't vote for electing Mayor Kane.
Yeah, he got reelected.
He's getting reelected.
No, he already was reelected.
He was. He already
was. Oh, okay. That
already happened.
That was.
And that's how I know that the bad times are already coming to our town, because they wouldn't even get Mayor Kane out. We have the most selfish piece. I have no hope for Knoxville.
No, I'm going to say
Knoxville is a piece of shit. As soon as I can move out of this place, but my roots are too deep.
Not just.
I fucking hate everything about this town.
Not just
including
selfish.
Your fucking football, destroying all that shit and all that shit. We miss that, but fuck y'all. Fuck football. Fuck UT.
Oh. But. All the people who were bitching about BLM really enjoyed seeing the UT crowd, you know, tearing down shit.
Oh, yeah. As long as it's a bunch of white men destroying property, they think it's cool.
But as soon as as soon as Black Lives Matter or people actually protest for fucking killing their own citizens by the hands of a fascist militant police, now all of a sudden that's dangerous and they should be thugs. But they're like,
destroying shit for a football
culture.
Game.
It's culture. It's a
tradition.
It's tradition.
It's tradition to be violent assholes.
Yeah. But I want to go back. It's not just selfish. It's also apathy. Because if you saw the lack of voters in that fucking election, no one in Knoxville gave a fuck. For whatever reason, just because there's not a president on that ballot, they are, by and large, they do not vote.
But
now.
You went and voted.
I voted in everything. I know. I have a perfect voting record.
Was your experience different than Sam's?
So mine was empty. There was no one in the room when I went to vote this.
I had a line.
I had a line. And I was really sad to see that it was the same way that Sam described it.
I was sad that I didn't have a line. I was sad that I was able to walk in and there were three.
Oh, that's because all the
voters.
Old people were busy that day. All you young motherfuckers won't vote and will have to live under fascism.
You're not wrong. The majority of voters, because they have nothing else to fucking do. These people, these retirees, they don't have work. They don't have things they
keep
them
from. But they usually don't do early voting like this. Don't they usually seeing them early voting was odd to me because that's usually not what I see.
I have been preaching this for a while, but someone let their grandma vote.
Yeah, someone let a lot of their grandmas vote.
A lot of y'all failed me. Grandma voted and it ended the fucking world. Thanks, guys.
I don't have any grandmas here voting, so
it wasn't me. My grandma's already in the fucking ground.
I mean, what the weird part is, there's a surge in some areas where there's, you know, some candidates are in red states are becoming pretty popular. I don't think Beto, for instance, now Beto's not a friend to us, and because he is by and large a major capitalist, but he's the really wholesome fucking dude. He really does seem to care about his community.
I mean, at this point, we're choosing between capitalists and fascists.
Yeah, yeah. So he is he is by and large a capitalist, but you're
the same thing.
Of course, but it's different phases. There's different phases.
It's Greg Abbott and his better work, and I'm not going to pretend that the people who are like, oh, all parties are the same. Fuck no, they are not. One party will actively and is actively trying to take your rights away, and the other party is. I mean, look at fucking Michigan. You have blue states that are securing your abortion rights on the ballot and making it into their constitution or a ballot measurement. And then all the other red states are like Tennessee. When Tennessee put their abortion, it was to make sure they can get rid of it. So right. These things are not the same. And don't try. And anyone who tries to pretend otherwise, you're either lying to yourself or you just the naivety is just incurable at this point. But you know he's pretty popular there. I don't know if he's going to pull past Abbott. We know fucking DeSantis. He's going to sail on through. All these fascists are going to win. These elections.
And y'all that didn't fucking vote better pick up your gun when it's time to, because that time's slowly catching up.
Now, I will say, people that I know who will not vote, trust me, they'll be picking up their gun.
Well, they also helped us get to the spot that we needed to, so fair. Fuck them too. I mean, seriously, fuck them too.
I think some of them... How you said, like, there's no... I mean, we all three said, there's no turning back at this point. It's going to fucking happen. If we vote them out this year, next year they'll get it. Or, you know, there's still... Because there's still enough Republicans voting. Until the fucking boomers die off, they're still going to win some elections.
I'm kind of torn because, while that's also true, there's still more... fucking young people who should be voting who are not and have not, who put us where we are now. Donald Trump should have never fucking won the 2016 election. There was just so much apathy and this non-excitement for Hillary Clinton.
I'm just not excited about Hillary Clinton.
And that's what it was. And if they just saw that, if I guess in hindsight it's 2020 to them now, but if they had just kind of known what kind of fascist person he was.
I don't know, I've talked to a lot of these idiots, they still make excuses. Fuck you two people.
Like, I promise, like, had Trump not been president, I don't know that, like, a lot of things may not be a problem. I don't know how much...
Yeah, no, I mean, it was still building. It's been building in the background. You know, I've been doing church-state separation stuff for, what, nearly a decade now?
Yeah, and we kind of looked like we were getting somewhere, and
We saw it building. We saw there was more work to do. And yes, it definitely has excelled greatly. I don't always feel like it felt like I was we were getting somewhere. But even as far as the white nationalism, you know, fucking Charlottesville happened 2017.
That's because they saw their Fuhrer rising.
But the thing is, how did they get that many fucking people?
They were there.
It didn't happen in 6 fucking months.
They felt embarrassed to be out before
it
Trump.
But that's
they
what
needed a leader. Fascists need
a leader,
the and
they found thing
is,
theirs. Is it was already building. The community was already building.
And until they found
and
someone
that,
as
they were
evil
already,
as Trump.
They had been meeting fucking in Tennessee for years before Charlottesville happened. They had the largest fucking white nationalist convention.
I'm still
going to
agree with
Dustin.
This could all have been curbed.
I'm never saying
Trump
that. I'm not saying that.
Season one of Trump.
It hasn't drastically changed things. I'm saying we would have gotten here eventually.
I will agree with that. I will say it sped it up by magnitude. But,
absolutely
it wasn't just Trump though. It was also fucking social media. Prop that up. You said things that like Telegram and all these other back where they had ways to communicate where they didn't before. Right.
Yeah.
Once they had that ability to create, to communicate and organize.
Facebook groups.
Yeah.
Were huge in the helping to divide. Like that's what it wasn't just Trump.
Sure, sure.
There were social media absolutely played a huge.
I'm just saying he put a rocket booster to that movement too, and also to what Sam said. Sam 100% right. They were there, but they were too scared to be out, and now they're like, "What? We can be fascists in public? We can come over
there
fucking tea."
He gave them the okay.
The thing about fascism is a political belief that needs one person to rally behind. The entire point of fascism is all the power is funneled to one person. And they need that one person there to really get going.
Because they can't fucking think on their own.
Exactly. You know, they need that person.
And this is actually circling back to several conversations we had earlier where they're happily being told what to think and how to vote and what to feel. That's why they're so efficient at spinning their message because they know how to tug on fear and emotions, and they think, oh, they're going to take your trans kids gay.
The lizard brain
gay.
Of every
the
fascist.
Lizard brain, right? We've talked about this before on several episodes. They can attack that, and they're like, oh, Biden's it costs more money for gas, and Republicans come in, they'll fix everything. They don't have a fucking plan. They haven't said a single thing they would do to fix whatever they're complaining about. They just want to be back in power and to make whatever Biden's last 2 years basically essentially a lame duck session where nothing gets done.
So that they can get their next fascist.
Both they can kill the January 6th thing. They can start launching stupid investigations into whatever the fuck they want. I'm sure Hunter Biden's laptop is on their fucking agenda. Like, they can do these things that aren't going to do anything other than waste taxpayer dollars. It's like they're claiming January 6th is wasting taxpayer dollars.
Because they care. Like, that one bullshit Republican I talked to at the party while I was inebriated, he eventually got to, but I care about where our tax dollars are going. I'm like, no, you fucking don't. They're like, oh, January 6th is where our taxes are going. I'm like, you don't care when it's going to blowing up brown people, which is where the majority of your taxes
majority go. If you're sucking off our military, then you don't care about where our tax dollars go. You don't care how many people we just killed with a drone this weekend in some brown country, because that's the majority of our tax dollars go, is to our fucking military complex.
I mean, yeah, because even, I mean, let's be honest. I'll get killed by the CIA next week. Who cares? our government, we really do have a deep state. Our country really is. They don't give a shit what happens as long as war keeps happening. As long as militarism, military bodies, defense spending goes up, oil profits keep going up. They need oil profits. The only reason they need oil profits to go up is because that supports the wars that us where the profits go. That's the main thing leading this country. And I'll be killed by the CIA next week.
Okay, but we were talking
before. You're welcome, Dustin.
About how they can't think on their own.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of this post that our mayor posted a while back that popped up on my page. For some reason, I'm getting all his promoted content.
Oh, Jesus, are you really?
And I'm commenting on everybody.
I do too.
Yeah,
but
he commented something about what kind of leaders we need instead of what our kids need instead of indoctrination. And I was really amused at how many comments just said amen. And I'm like the irony here. But I went to go find that post, and instead I found this. The attack on Paul Pelosi was terrible. As more details emerge, it appears that the perf suffered from serious mental illness. This should be a wake-up call to discuss our mental health crisis. Instead, we're getting the same old spin. No wonder Americans are sick of politics.
He doesn't give a fuck about mental illness. He would never do anything to
What have that. Republicans done for mental illness in this city or county? What have they done? What steps have they done, taken?
You didn't ask the right question. What have Republicans ever done to help anybody other than the elites? They don't introduce the solutions. I mean, Biden got the infrastructure bill passed with only maybe 13 Republicans on their side. And $13 billion of that this winter will go towards $1.3 million homes in helping their energy costs and installing 500,000 fucking heat pumps, which are efficient heaters, because heat is going to be an expensive cost for lower. Republicans would never fucking give you that. Trump never gave you that. Trump, Republicans do not do anything to actually benefit the people if it doesn't benefit some company, their corporate, or their own fucking pockets.
That's because all they care about is gender issues, racist issues, LGBT. No, it's even less than that. So there's the idea of Hollywood racism is actually this is the way racism is taught in public schools as well. Well, people just didn't like people because they have different skin color, and we just have to teach them we're all the same on the inside. That is not how racism works, but that's how it's taught. That's how it's taught in school. That's how it's taught in mainstream Hollywood movies. But the truth about racism is a class, let's say white men, need to be not at the bottom. They have to have an underclass. That's the truth about racism, is you have to be above someone else to feel the privilege. And if there's not a class under you, you will not have privilege. And the easiest privilege that you can achieve is the privilege of your birth, your sex, and your color. So that is what they focus on. That is the real truth of racism that is not taught in pop culture or school. It is not about, oh, I've just never met a black guy I got along with. Maybe if I had to drive him around in a car for a few weeks, I wouldn't be racist anymore. Fuck that movie.
But you're not wrong. You said something where what they attack. You know, they're going after the trans. Whatever they can attack, because they want you have to have an enemy. And circulating around right now are a bunch of flyers right now that are attacking Gloria Johnson, who is one of the very few Democratic elected House members and the Tennessee State House representatives. And they're using fucking football metaphors.
Thanks for helping me on my
using fucking fans like fucking they're like she's 0-26 with her bills. She's not getting anything done through. You know, if that was, and they started listing like prior fucking UT coaches that were fired for poor performance, and they're using like that as a metaphor.
Like coaching is anything like politics, where it's all based on fucking votes. And where one party is completely blackballing the other party when it comes to votes. Yeah, those are comparable rather than how well you're able to get a group of people to work together a certain way.
Yeah, what they don't mention is maybe bills she's co-sponsored that got through. She's only talking about the bills that she introduced herself. And yes, she is 0-26 because there's only, 26 Democrats versus 70... Mass 73.
And they literally are blackballing her. They will not vote yes on anything she puts up.
Majority of them don't even get out of committee. Out of curiosity, because you sent those flyers, I'm like, I'm going to go take a look. I'm going to go look at the Tennessee legislature. It's actually the Tennessee Assembly website is actually very good if you want to go look up and get information very, very easily. I was easily able to find the bills that she passed. Who's on the committee that shot down this bill? And I click on the committee, bunch of fucking white people, one black guy, and black individual, sorry. There's all older, white, and 2 out of 10 were Democrat, the rest were Republican. So the committee was just like, fuck this. And they shut it down. Because why would they want to advance? And one of the ones she won was common sense shit. And because they don't want her to have a win. And so they put these flyers out to because people, again, circling back, are so uneducated. They see this and like, oh, football. I didn't understand football. I'll vote against her. She's got a bad football record. Like, it's shit like that. And it's kind of like we're tying all this into, they're jumping on this, the lack of education to help further their message. And it's sadly working, you know?
And they put out a bunch of stuff about her, like, the trans kids issues and, you know, making it seem like she's for child genital mutilations and all this stuff. Especially the without parental consent.
There is no law in any state in this country that does not...
I like how it's also parents are forcing their kids to do this.
Oh, yeah.
And also without parental consent. So which is it? Are these kids wanting to make decisions for themselves, or is it parents forcing an agenda on their kids? Because it can't be both.
They can't see the difference. All they see is an attack on their children, on the children of America, and how
it's not even their fucking kids.
Yeah, but it's how. But the extremist left are trying to turn everyone.
They're just scared that my kid may open your kid's mind. That's what the concern.
I don't think it is. I think it's the new like HIV scare tactic.
No,
right?
I think it's 100%. Your kid may open my kid's mind. If your kid isn't allowed to be that way, then I don't have to worry about my kid possibly being that way. That's what I think a lot of it is. That's why
it could be both. It could be a little bit of both, because it's also fear mongering, right? They're doing it in a way to fear monger.
But it's all that's the mentality that's building the fear mongering, or that's what parents are thinking. The fear mongering is coming from people recognizing that that is an issue. And
now they think they're trans because they saw another trans kid, and they're now questioning who they are.
Yes.
Okay, I see. I see what you're saying. Okay, and that could be a real possibility and could be a driving factor.
I mean, it is the path of least resistance, as we've said, because trans issues are gay people are already won their rights. They'll come after them next. They have to work their way back up there, but. There are people that I've met who aren't bigots, but you still have to explain trans rights to them because there's things that confuse them.
That's me with Dude Bro. Like he fully admits he does not understand it all.
Yeah, and I think that's why it makes it the easiest target.
But as soon as I talk to him and I like explain something to him, he's like, "Oh, okay." He'll say, "I may never fully understand it, but." At least he's like, he understands enough to be like, that should not be done. It's offensive to some.
Sam's right. Because
same with Harry, this is the same thing in UK is really bad right now for trans people, thanks to Harry Potter writer J.K. Rowling's. So stop your Harry Potter love for fuck's sake, people.
Hold on real quick. I'm going to piss Sam off. You know what Wales had to do today? The country, Wales?
Oh, okay.
They had to tell people and tourists to stop visiting the fucking memorial that someone made at the site on this beach, West Point Beach. They're like, stop leaving fucking socks for Dobby at this because you're fucking the environment up.
So that's why I say that she is the only artist I will actually advocate canceling their work, because its work itself is problematic. In the Harry Potter universe... The house elves are slaves that enjoy being slaves, just like Kanye West said.
The banker is Jewish, isn't there? Like
no,
a
star yeah. There's a lot
David
of anti-Semitic. There's anti.
The
there's
bank?
Everything.
Those,
there is.
Those are the goblins, not the elves. The elves are the slaves.
I know, but the bankers.
The bankers.
The bankers
are
meant to be.
They're
Jewish
goblins.
Jewish.
Yeah, they're Jewish goblins.
That's why in the new video game they're evil and they steal children to take to their pizza lair. And not a joke. That was real.
Back to trans, attacking trans. Yeah,
that is attacking trans. No, it was on subject.
Yeah, we're going back to the Harry Potter thing. But no, you're absolutely right. The piece of last words, the path of least resistance. Because yeah, they were taught. We were all taught up when we were kids. Growing up, you know, there's only boys and girls, and they can't get that out of their head that that science is beyond that. You know, gender studies and gender fluidity is beyond that, and what they think is just, you know, they have a penis and they have a vagina.
Look, the Bible says man and woman. It doesn't say anything else. What the fuck are you talking about?
The Bible doesn't say what makes a man or what makes a woman, though, so they can't get that out of it. Maybe Adam was trans. You don't know.
I mean, the way that he wasn't. They don't care that Adam was literally made out of dirt, but God's like, you know what? In order to make a woman, I'm going to need your rib because I couldn't replicate the whole dirt thing.
Yeah, women are just made to please you.
I remember being a kid, and there were people that really told me men are missing a rib. Like, men have one less.
I heard
that
Marilyn Manson was.
Like, they
Marilyn Manson, the whole
he was missing two.
the fact that the post, I think you shared it. I know it's been shared around that before the internet, before any way of communicate across the nation, every kid fully believed that Marilyn Manson removed two ribs so he could suck his own dick. And I fully 100% believed it. Like, I still believe it. I still believe it. It's probably not true.
I think he probably had to now after he's been canceled.
But yeah, they they're sold on that, you know, boy girl thing, and they can't get past it.
It's like I was explaining earlier. These people, fascists in general, fascists and bigots, they have to rest on. They don't have anything about. They have no sense of their self other than I am a man and I am white. And to be a man, you need privilege as a man, and you need privilege over women. So if you are a man and you want to claim that being a man is their whole personality, and then someone else says that they are also a man or they weren't born that, or that, you know, that fucks up their worldview of I deserve this because of my birth. And then when people say that they can change that or change it to them, because yes, those people are born whatever the fuck they feel, but that's why it fucks with them, because it starts taking away their connection to the only thing they have, which is their masculinity. And because they're a man, they deserve dominance over women now.
That's very valid. That's a very, very valid point, because yeah, there is that masculinity. That's why what we call even toxic masculinity, where emotions are frowned upon, or any other thing, like someone being more feminine or being more fashion. Like, no, you have to be this fucking raw dog, bearded, you know, lumberjack.
Yeah,
and fucking
even.
And outside of that, if you're not that, then you're not a man. You're not a masculine man. Like, to be a man is an ideal that these people have in their head. When
it's their whole personality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It becomes their whole personality.
So I can see how they can threaten that when they think that someone else
I think that's one of the main cores of why this upsets them so much. Because being a masculine male is so much. Like, Al over here threatens that. Because Al's probably more man than half these fucking
people. So funny. Al's going to be really happy to hear that I shared a picture of you trolling me at the Christmas, the Halloween party dressed as me to my mother. And my mother served you. Like, he looks really good. I'm like, they're also really short. Yeah. Like, here's what they normally look like. They worked really hard to troll me and did a fantastic job. But I was so proud that, you know, how you looked. She was like, although you did have the facial thing, but
yeah,
you know, but you're right. Absolutely. But what's weird to me, though, is if it's a man problem, women are one of the most loud, you know, people who identify.
I think they're louder. I think it's the same thing. It is the same thing on the opposite end. It's women like Jay. Well, I've heard it boiled down to might be a little different with JK, but I think women have the same thing. Most of the women that are fascists, they like being subservient.
They like having things provided.
They like not having, like, trad. I think trad is an insult. All the people that I argue with
claiming ignorance. I don't know what that is. What is this?
Traditional life.
Oh, okay.
The trad life.
Got it. Okay.
White picket fence. 1950s lifestyle.
Woman stays at home with the kids.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Trad women connect with their gender too, and that is so much of their personality, and that is why they argue against trans rights.
And that's true. I would agree with that.
Do you think they do the same thing for like the more masculine presenting lesbian couples? You know, the sexiest fuck, short hair, you know, silk kind of button up shirt sort of thing.
I think that's a good point on a lot of other issues. Is that fucks with them too? Because when you try to boil gender down to, or gender expression, or even attraction to gender, I've had a problem with a friend of mine recently because of this, of, you know, if you, being attracted to a masculine woman is still being straight, or being attracted to a feminine man if you're a woman is still being straight. Like, so there, so they can't even, there's more to understand there than even just like gender. You can be a masculine male or a feminine male with, and still be a male.
I mean, so just for example of who I'm thinking of, like I'm thinking like the Ruby Rose type people, how they, you know, the really, you know, short hair, really.
Well, I think that would bother
them. Oh yeah, she's hot, she's Ruby Rose.
I think that would bother them because they don't want to be emasculated, or the men wouldn't.
Okay.
And I think that would bother the trad women because they are not feminine and effeminate as they are.
I just know that they're fucking the like, I know that they both, like, the white men, they're fucking mad as shit. Like, they're mad at everything that's not, if you're not white male and fucking in power and controlling women. But when it comes to trans issues, and especially with children, it's the mother, it's the women. I guess maybe because they're mothers, right? I think it maybe circles back to largely more than most of them are they're probably mothers and they have children. So that's probably why they're the loudest, that maybe part of it, what you argued, what you mentioned earlier, but they tend to be the loudest voice in fighting back and screaming and fighting when it's the smallest percentage of any subgroup in this country. And yes, it's one of the most predominant issues that's being presented and pushed across as ballot issues. When I say small, it's like pretending like less than 5%.
It's growing. And that's the thing. More people get an education, more people, and it's especially affecting the younger generation who is at a young age or pretty much being told by their peers, I don't have to, like, just because generations before me wore dresses, I don't have to wear dresses. I don't have to stick to this predefined version of myself. And that's making more of the youth. I know, like, from having a teenager, that, like, there's a large chunk of their friends that are at least experimenting with their gender.
Yeah.
You know?
And unashamed of it. That's the thing.
Yeah, and I'm not going to sit here and say every one of these kids that my kid is friends with that is using they, them, or, you know, whatever pronoun that does not match the gender that's assigned to their birth. I am sure that not every single one of those kids 10 years from now are going to be trans.
But the whole point is that they're exploring with it, and they're not ashamed of exploring.
They're not. They're comfortable. They're like, I want to see if I like this.
And
I think
that's a huge thing about why this upsets those men and women, because they are ashamed. Like, these men, they might be like, oh, that cock's actually kind of pretty. And they hate that thought even happened in their head.
Or, hey, knitting actually seems kind of fun, but that's a woman thing, yeah, so I can't do it.
So
it's little things like that, that, like,
that's
you
why
know?
They get angry.
And I always, for me, I always, when dating men, I liked big, burly men that had effeminate traits. You know, like, stereotypically, you look at them and you think, oh, man. But when you get in a relationship with them, they're in the ones in the kitchen cooking. The ones knitting. They're willing to explore things that aren't manly.
That is the thing about these angry masculine men, is that they all become carbon copies of each other because they all have to adhere to the same likes and dislikes. Mm-hmm. They can't really have their own personality, because then their dude bros will think that they're being effeminate if they all of a sudden
just,
like,
scroll through any Tinder profile with someone holding their fucking fish up. Like, yeah. They all match each other. But
I mean, the girls on Tinder are not any better, though. Yeah. I go swiping. Like, it's the general population. It's what is everybody else doing? I want to do that.
Or what
too.
Is the ideal woman or man
look like? It blows my mind, as someone who clearly has always been like, yeah, fuck your standards. I like the amount of people that it's like, this is popular right now. This is what I'm going to do. Like, it's just weird to me.
But so while I'm happy that these kids are happy to explore who they are, what they feel, the worst part is the people they're attacking There are real children. There are children who really are struggling with who they are, and they are so uncomfortable that we've talked about it before. They're injuring themselves and they're killing themselves.
That is the goal of the right.
And so these attacks are not just going after the ones who may be just exploring and exploring who they may be, but the ones who are seriously mentally fractured in terms of like they are not comfortable with who they are forced to present themselves as and end up killing themselves. And you have loads of states who are just banning all this affirming care because it is now the most popular thing outside of book banning and CRT. That is, I think, anti-trans movement towards these kids and the care. This is health care and mental care for them. They are preventing that for them.
With this said, I want to say people need to watch Jon Stewart's new show.
The problematic, is it called?
The Problem with Jon Stewart.
Right. So good.
I got Apple TV just to fucking be able to watch the full episodes, and if that's all I watch on it, it's worth it. I've caught up on all last season, but what caught my attention is he did an episode on the grooming of children, the rights propaganda on that. And I don't even remember which politician he sat down with, but he called her out on everything. That clip is fucking gold. My favorite was when he compared it to cancer, and he's like, that's dealing with children or parents losing children. And he's like, parents are losing children by not their kids not being able to socially transition. Or sometimes medically transition. It's the same fucking thing.
He does what every reporter or interviewer should do and not let them weasel the way out of answers and keep hitting them and making them see why their statement was bullshit and why it's wrong.
I never heard of this fucking show until that episode and people started sending me the clips from it. But I went back. This is his second season. He's got like six maybe episodes from this season, maybe less.
That's because it's hidden on Apple TV.
The first season of it, I went back. He is doing such a fucking good job with that show. Better than, I would say, what's the other dude?
HBO. John Oliver.
John Oliver. John Oliver does good.
He does good.
But I watch him every week. John Stewart's fucking nailing it.
So John Oliver is great at the monologuing and how he crafts his show, but when John Oliver attacks someone and doesn't let them weasel out or slip away...
He's not as good at that, yeah.
I've never really seen John Oliver interview someone.
He's not as good at interviewing, but he's good at making a story.
Yeah, he's great. John Oliver's great. He's one of the best at making a story, but John Stewart, when I saw that, I'm like just watching this utter destruction that's unfolding before me and still watching them miss the fucking point.
He did an episode on racism, and he played a clip of a black person being like, white people need to talk about this. And so he got on a show, and he's like, typically I would want to include black voices, but I can't remember her name. I'm going to use her advice, and I'm bringing just white people on so white people can talk about this. And one of them, I don't know how he ended up on the show, but he started out with a bunch of dog whistles. And watching him shut that man down was beautiful. I mean, he was not tolerating his shit. And, it was refreshing to see he's doing every episode, the way he's not letting people weasel out. It's fucking great.
If you don't have Apple TV, you can still find sufficient clips, full episodes, but you can find sufficient clips to see this utter destruction unfold before you. You'll see it on social media. You can definitely find it on YouTube.
YouTube.
I've seen it several times on scrolling through TikTok, and I watch it again every single time because it's so fucking good.
But the full episodes are fucking worth it.
I do have Apple TV, so I will dig into that. I didn't know that, it's so weird that the trans issue is now one of the largest factors of fear mongering, but that's not the
I
only
was just
campaign.
Arguing with some transphobe right before the show too. I made him shut the fuck up by looking at his profile, seeing he had a bunch of kids, and saying, "What would you do if one of your kids came out as trans?" That shut him up real fucking fast.
Because they can't just say outright that I would just disown they would probably think that to themselves. Yeah, some may, and I'm sure there's instances of that.
Step in his position, what would you even say? I think the best, from his position, which is a bigoted piece of shit position, probably he would say, I would get the mental help and force them to be a woman, or whatever the fuck.
Pray the gay away.
Yeah.
If it weren't for me, when 2016 happened, my dad probably would have gone that way, to be completely honest. I think having a child already, like, discussing these issues with them and already, like, that kept my dad from going there. As soon as he would bring something up, he was checked with it, and you could see the wheels turning, and he was thinking about it. And I think that was a pivotal time back in 2016, and that's when my dad was living in Kentucky pretty close, so I was seeing him regularly. And we'd start discussions, and, like, he fucking can't stand Trump. He's, you know...
a lot of their success in these attacks is how they can bank on misinformation and also conspiracy theories surrounding that. We saw what happened immediately after Pelosi. So obviously after Paul Pelosi got attacked, we learned more and more each day as things trickled out about, you know, but immediately after came the fucking right-wing conspiracy theories that came about that.
He picked up a sex worker, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they ran with it. So they run with these things. They pick it up and they sprint.
When there's absolutely no evidence.
Yeah.
And when they're told there's no evidence, they just fucking ignore that and keep going with it.
Do you know what I fucking saw? Not only was it some sex gay thing that went wrong, but that it was fucking staged. That Pelosi fucking... I'm like, oh, what? So Paul Pelosi... voluntarily took
it's
a
like
fucking...
It's like at the end of Scream where he's like, just stab me right here.
Yeah. Essentially, I'm just going to take a fucking hammer to the dome with a fucking fractured skull. For what? To what end? I was so curious as to what end. Does she need sympathy points? I looked it up. She's in the 12th district, the congressional district in California. This is a D plus 38 district. That means that in 2020, she won with 78% of the vote, and because California's ranked choice voting, she ran against a Democrat who got the remaining percent. The last time she ran against a Republican, they got 12% of the vote. No one is unseating. No one. She doesn't need sympathy votes. Why would they assume that she wants to stage this shit? There's the most comfortable district she can ever be in, is the 12th, which is San Francisco, right, largely. Like, to what end? How do they run this? How do they see that it's staged? What for? Why? I don't understand how they can just come up with this shit and run with it.
And they
and
do.
Spread
they,
it.
They run with it and people buy it, and it doesn't matter what facts come out. Like, the motherfucker has zip ties and he's like, I'm just going to wait for Nancy.
Yeah.
Can we please talk about, though, that fucking Marjorie Taylor Greene, was it, who tweeted out
the day before?
Just wait until tomorrow. Uh-huh. Can we talk about how Capitol Police had a fucking camera on her
and
place, but nobody was watching it?
Not a one.
What the fuck? Why? What was fucking... And
there's
I don't want to get into conspiracy thinking.
But there's questions.
But there's questions there.
Yeah, I'm not going to Tucker Carlson and, you know, like, there's questions there. But it is odd that someone was able to get in there. Now, then they started some weird conspiracy about the 911 call. Like, he has this 911 call, and he's, like, being kind of cryptic. Like, why are you here? What are you going to do with me? And so they send officers for a wellness check who, upon arrival, see him just get fucking domed with a goddamn hammer. And, like, I know to Sam's credit, like, there's people who are applauding that. We saw fucking Charlie Kirk, you know, we mentioned earlier.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if I heard the news that someone broke into Mitch McConnell's house and made soup out of him.
No, but if they beat his wife, would you do the same
thing? Oh, yes, I would. If they did it to his children and whoever that is related to him, like, fuck him and everyone that's ever been, like, in relation to him and not taking him down for the betterment of all of society, yes.
So I knew that would trick you.
I mean, I wouldn't cry is all I'm going to say.
Yeah, would you have cried over Hitler's wife getting attacked or something?
No, 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 no. But well, first off, I wouldn't say Nancy Pelosi is a fucking fascist, you know.
Like, no, I mean, I don't like Nancy Pelosi.
Sure,
but...
sure. She needs to fucking retire, and there will easily be a Democrat elected. Like I said, there's no Democrat that will lose in that election in that area.
I don't know. Her ability to stand up to the Republicans is not something you see in all Democrats, and that may keep her in office.
Do you know what I can't get? You know what I can't get out of my head when it comes to Pelosi? Every time I think of Pelosi is that fucking, like, that clap that when she looks at Trump.
That's why they say they hate her so much. I saw things
that fucking, like, just that the way she's, oh, it was just fucking, like, you just see the fucking fiery hatred she has for this man.
Right.
So you know, but she's not a fascist. So, like, why do they hate her so much? What is she?
Because
done?
She, like I said, she stands up to
she's
them.
She's a woman. She's a
she
woman
doesn't
of power.
Stand back down.
My friend, the other bit, Jesse Waters on fucking Fox News, like the next day was like, there's hammer attacks every day, and they get out on bail the next day. Why are we treating this one this way? I'm like, is there an epidemic of fucking hammer swinging going across this country I don't fucking know about?
It's just the scene from Old Boy is happening in every home in America.
Like, is it fucking like, it's like the Super Mario with the fucking hammers just fleeing across the fucking... But then, like, no, this 82-year-old man got fucking his skull fractured, like, you know, arms and severely injured.
What I find ironic is, didn't Pelosi, like, fucking vote for more protection for the family of Supreme Court members?
I think it was unanimous. I think almost everyone did.
Yeah. So, but why is there, like, there's not really pushed up charges for her husband getting attacked. That she voted for the protection of other people, and it's fucking her husband that's at risk. Her family that's at risk. It is. It's Democrats who are at risk. Not fucking Republicans,
no.
Because the left is not fucking violently attacking
people. That was an assassination attempt, right?
It was. It was 100%, yeah.
Right. And, you know, this isn't a fascist. There's just people who they don't like. And because we've talked, it's almost been this whole episode where they're pushing that violent rhetoric and every chance they get. And every imagery and the way they speak and how they turn everyone their enemy. And unfortunately, just what Sam was alluding to before we hit the record button, is that they're winning that fight. And those people are becoming more actively violent and acting upon those impulses.
And it's going to keep going. We started this.
Yeah, you are losing a one-sided war. My point all the time is violence is already being done on the lower class. Like I said, they make claims when we say violent things or do violent things, but they are already causing violence by taking away our health care, taking away reproductive rights, which causes violence. Like, violence is already being done by the state and openly by the left, the right wingers. But, oh, the left wing can't actually be violent, because then they'll say, oh, look, I told you, the left wing's violent.
Oh, yeah, just that's why they try to blame everything on Antifa whenever every chance they fucking get. Like, yeah.
I saw a thing also saying about that Pelosi attacker. Like, imagine doing all that and then being like, oh, look, no, he's actually Antifa. Shut up, you're Antifa.
When Fox News initially ran with, illegal immigrant attacks Pelosi's home, because he came here in, like, 2008. Like, from Canada, just overstate his fucking welcome. But they don't really trust people to read the article. They want to see that headline and be like, well, if Biden didn't have open borders, then this wouldn't have happened to their own people. Like, that's, they spin that kind of bullshit, because they really do. They bank on that clickbait headline shit, and it's not, I'm not going to say it's not just the right, the left kind of, you know, like, NBC kind of does it sometimes as well. But it's their primary tool, because they don't, They're expecting them to be so educated that that's all they need to know is in, you know, why use big words when little words do trick. They want to see just a small amount, and that's all they need to know.
Oh, Jon Stewart did an episode talking about the left and how fucked up the media on the left is as well.
I have to look into that one. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, it's good.
And by the left, you mean liberals?
Yeah. Liberals.
Because they're liberal.
There's no such thing as leftist. Yeah.
We're the leftist media, Sam.
He was talking about us?
Because we're back now. We're back now to hear the only actual source
of liberal media.
It was fun, guys. I'm glad we got to come back and do this. We'll be back again next week after we get the devastating result of the election that we're going to foresee and watch democracy erode in front of our eyes. It's going to be so fun, isn't it?
Yeah, watching an empire collapse in real time is super fun.
Get your beers ready and drink with us.
Hell yeah. But anyway, that's going to wrap us up for episode 86. Thank you guys. Welcome back for joining us for Apostates on the Fringe. As always, you can get links to the articles or to contact the show at apostatepod.com. You can check us out on social media, and I have reactivated our Patreon for those who would like to subscribe and help out grow the show. Head on over to patreon.com/apostatepod and contribute on a monthly basis to get all get early releases and any bonus content when available. We will see you all for a devastating next week.
Fuck Twitter.
Yeah, fuck Elon Musk and Flusk. Fuck Glenn Jacobs.
Yeah, fuck him too, man.
Oh yeah, fuck him
hard.
Thank you all very much. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions of the hosts of Apostates on the Fringe do not represent the views and opinions of the Atheist Society of Knoxville. For links to all our musical contributors, go to apostatepod.com and check the About Us page. A big thank you to Michael Scott Arden, who allows the show to use his full catalog.